And now leader of Yemen's Answer the Movement says country will never surrender to Saudi Arabia, no matter how long Riyadh continues its deadly onslaught. Abdulmalik Badreddin al-Houthi blamed the U.S. for the continuation of the Saudi Emirati war on its country, saying Washington is only thinking about its arms sales to the two aggressors. Houthi said longer the war goes on, greater Yemen's military capabilities will be. He said the attacks against Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are a natural response to the killing of Yemeni people and their suffering. The Answer leader urged the Saudi coalition to stop the war, saying that Riyadh and Abu Dhabi are to suffer economically and politically if they don't do so. Elsewhere in his speech, al-Houthi said Saudis and Emiratis are aiming to annihilate Yemen through their support for separatists in the port city of Aden. Have a listen.
The objective of this aggression against our country is only occupation, disintegration, and gaining dominance over our people and land. And this is clear to all of us.
Now, the Answer leader described as treacherous those who work with the Saudis and Emiratis in southern Yemen, saying they're looking for future political and social positions, but to no avail. Houthi also touched upon Yemen's ties with Iran, saying Answer the Movement is enjoying brotherly relations with Tehran, but does not receive orders from it. He urged other Muslim and Arab countries to establish such ties with Yemen. Now, Saudi Arabia's state-owned energy company Aramco has confirmed a Yemeni airstrike on an oil field in the kingdom's eastern region. Aramco said attack sparked a fire at a natural gas plant in a Shebai oil field. Saudi Energy Minister Khalid Al-Fali has called the oil field a vital facility and said attack there was carried out by booby-trapped drones. Earlier, Yemeni army said it targeted Shebai with 10 drones. Called the attack massive and the biggest one in depths of Saudi Arabia. Army stepped up missile and drone attacks on Saudi targets in recent months in retaliation for Riyadh's war on Yemen. Yemeni army has promised larger attacks if the war continues. And now joining us for this news review is Nasser Shakir, journalist and a commentator, joining us out of Sana'a, and Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us from Toronto, Canada. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you both to the program here. I guess we'll start there in Sana'a. Mr. Shakir, the latest you know out there, and your thoughts on what's going on.
Well, what's happening is that Saudi Arabia seems has exhausted all its options on the war in Yemen. And that a new chapter of the war in Yemen has to end. And Saudi Arabia must understand that Yemen has been a graveyard for all occupiers, be it the Ottomans or the Egyptians or the Britons. Yemen is known as a graveyard for all occupiers, and that if not allowing an inclusive political process and a dialogue between Yemeni dialogue between the Yemeni fractions, it's going to be. It seems that the Saudi coalition will withdraw from Yemen. They are going to get out of Yemen with their tails between their legs, as it happened with the all occupiers between. All occupiers in the past.
And Mr. Eric Wahlberg, your thoughts? And the Saudis thought this thing was going to get wrapped up in a couple weeks, about 4 years ago. Here are the Yemenis. Here's Abdulmalik al-Houthi, the leader, saying, look, we're going nowhere. Okay, no matter how many of us you kill, no matter how many war crimes you commit on Yemeni soil, we'll never relent to Riyadh. Your thoughts, please.
Saudi Arabia is the aggressor here. It's invading and attacking another country. The Houthi are the resistance movement. It's a very clear black and white over who's guilty, and it's the Saudis. They have no right. They are trying to push their Wahhabi doctrine, and this has been going on since the 1980s. It resulted in Yemen becoming a hotbed of al-Qaeda. At one point, the U.S. famously bombed its American Yemeni citizen, Awlaki. It's completely out. So it's not really even the Saudis. The U.S. is really behind all of this. And it's not going to end until the U.S., until Trump stops vetoing, overriding the the attempts of Congress to stop the funding. It would be very simple. The Congress knows that it's wrong and it tries to veto it, but the presidential system is very dictatorial here.
And Eric, do you think that Washington and Riyadh both underestimated the will and fortitude of the Yemeni people?
It's just, you could say, ask the same question about Afghanistan, about Venezuela, that any place that's resisting the empire, they are fighting for their lives, for their land, for their people, and they will die. And you don't have to have a lot of arms to resist. Guerrilla warfare is an old tradition of the oppressed against the oppressor. So this is another classic case.
And Nasser, what do you think it's going to take to end this thing? Because Riyadh expected some kind of surrender or at least some kind of victory. But guess what? Yemeni forces are only getting stronger. They're carrying out missile attacks deeper and with more precision into Saudi territory. Do you think this is raising concerns now for Riyadh? This is not a winnable war for the Saudis or for Washington.
Of course. I mean, after yesterday operation, Mohammed bin Salman, or the Saudi crown prince, who launched with the war in Yemen with the aim that he is going to defeat the Houthis or the Ansarullah fighters within 2 weeks, and now it's about 5 years, and nothing is winnable in Yemen. The coalition is now in a fighting between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in Aden, and they are in clashes between the two sides. While if you look at the Sana'a, they are looking very, very powerful. Their arsenal is moving to be stronger. And if you look at the political process, we have seen yesterday the Sana'a chief negotiator Mohammed Abdel Salam meeting with the UK and France, with the UK, France, Germany, and Italy ambassadors in Tehran, and he's trying to let them know what we want to end this war politically, because the militarily option to end the conflict in Yemen is going to deteriorate. It's going to deteriorate or it's going to harm the Saudis themselves.
Okay, Eric, before we let you go, I'm going to let you get the last word in. How's this thing going to end? When are we going to finally see an end to this? Because, like we just mentioned, you know, to you and our other guest, Mr. Nasser Shaker, Yemenis are going nowhere. So, what's it going to take to put an end to this devastation of their country?
It's a good question. I think I'm a bit of the domino theory. Once one of the cracks appears, then the others will resolve themselves. So I don't know if it'll start with Trump backing down on Iran, and then that will have effects in Yemen and will improve the situation, or if it will stop in Venezuela. There are so many irons in Trump's fire now. So Yemen is really just one of them, and they're all connected. And whichever one breaks first, the others, I think, will come about.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. Nasser Shaker, journalist and commentator from Sana'a, and Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, joining us from Toronto, Canada. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye for now.